August 5th, everything comes to those who wait. Everything comes to those who don't wait, too. Everything comes, I guess that's the point. What to do, considering? I like to eat the flesh of certain animals 3 times each day, and to lick the flesh of my own animal. It seems callous to say so, but then saying in itself is a kind of sudden ignorance of where everything is coming. September 29. If I had 2 dwarves who followed me about and inquired endlessly into my philosophy, I'd want them to be named Munley and Lafarge. And I'd say to them, Munley, Lafarge, I have no philosophy, or none I'd want anyone else to know about. Why would I want anyone else to know my philosophy? I'm no emperor. My life is not something which should ever be repeated. November 16th. It's good, this not knowing anyone's name. The employees have name tags, but no one believes them. Their anonymity is far too obvious. How monstrous to introduce oneself to one's register person. How useless, how wearying that information is. Only the shouted names of children make sense here, denoting not a person, but a drifting off. A subversive fascination. December 30th, why is it that without the register, all Wendy's activity is halted? Ordering, eating, preparing the food. Are we to believe all of this is subservient to the cash transaction? Marx wanted to take a sledgehammer to all registers. He hoped we'd recover our senses in the long lines that ensued. I don't think he understood how awful it is to actually climb over the counter. January 3rd. I've been sort of hesitant to mention this, but I believe that one of your employees, you must know the one I speak of, is a beaver. It's impossible to look into her face, to hear the sound she makes, to see the way she moves, the way she carries bits of wood, and to not feel that this is a beaver. I've not mentioned this before because, obviously, beavers are powerful creatures. February 25th. Standing there waiting for fries, me and this older man, he said to me, you'd think they had to grow the potatoes. I replied a bit too loud, Daddy fucked me. The man seemed angry. I don't think he understood what I meant. It's as though we were on the same field playing different games. He, however, seemed not able to understand that a different game from his own was possible. March 30th. Sometimes I think it's all a jar of scabs. Then I taste the meaty goodness of a mustard-only burger, and I think it can't be. I think this is too good to be a jar of scabs. Where there's a jar, there's always an owner. And there's no owner here. It's more miraculous heap than jar. And it may be scabs, but it's not only scabs. To say it's only scabs is to romanticize the heap. April 26th. Wendy's sits next to the fullest possible manifestation of our casual rushing vacancy. This is well and good. I like to think of this vacancy, this busy thoroughfare, as my mother. It has certainly birthed me. Wendy's is that space wherein I have attempted to leave my mother and to come to some kind of independent fullness. That fullness looms like a room full of obsolete tools.